The heat is on and a few tricks might help with greater harvests. We're starting with squash bugs next on Western Life Radio. Summer has officially begun, and Sportsman's Warehouse has everything you need for your next outdoor adventure. From hiking to camping to shooting, ready for some fishing? Sportsman's Warehouse has all the rods, reels, baits, and nets you need for success. And hunting season will be here before you know it, so bring in your bows for free tune-ups. The best part of all is that at Sportsman's Warehouse, you'll find knowledgeable people who are passionate about what they do, and they will get you just what you need. Sportsman's Warehouse. Take it outside.
Get online, on board, and on track with Utah State Parks online education for OHVs and PWCs. OHV education is required for youth aged to 15, and PWC education is required for youth aged 12 to 17. Utah's personal watercraft and off-highway vehicle youth education programs required by law are now online at www.stateparks.utah.gov.
If you would like a little more from your range experience than standing and shooting holes in paper, come and train with us, TaylorGunsmithing.com.
Growing season's now underway, and care of plants will help ensure better harvests. Alex Grover with Utah Sustainable Gardening shares a few tips.
Now, already this year, I've been getting talk about concerns about squash bugs. These are the people that are ahead of the curve, because I haven't heard anybody actually seeing them. The time to get out and start checking under those leaves for eggs. Those squash bugs. The sooner you get those crushed, the less problem you're going to have later on in the season. You will get them. Everyone in this area is going to get them. It does not take them long to find a new squash patch at all. But if you look now, if you kill them now, then you're going to cut your losses and cut your frustration, especially if you're trying for zucchini. Those are one of the more susceptible squash varieties. And your lettuce and your spinach and your peas are probably going to wilt. But your pumpkins, your squash, your melons are just going to go gaga. I watered a bunch of my stuff last night, and I expect to go out tonight to finish watering some other stuff, and all my cucurbits will probably have added some new leaves just over the day, and they're going to be just loving it. This is their weather. Tomatoes are the same thing as far as growing. They love the hot weather. They're going to be producing a lot of leaves and a lot of stuff like that. And the tomatoes don't like producing fruit when it gets this hot.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.